history of rock and roll. Down in New Orleans, hey, 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 yeah. Gary U.S. Bonds, born Gary Anderson in Jacksonville, Florida, first hit the charts with New Orleans in 1960. Harold Dorman added to the list of romantic metaphors that year with Mountain of Love. Gordy Jr., founder of Motown Records, was busy in 1960 with Jackie Wilson, Barrett Strong, and Marv Johnson. The Olympics were still ransacking the Old West for songs in 60, the year of the Big Boy Pete saga. Chris Kenner brings the history of rock and roll into 1961 with a song about a mysterious place, a spot known simply as I Like It Like That.
Come on, come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place is
I Like It Like That.
They got a little place across the track. The name of the place is I Like It Like That. Now you take Sally, and I'll take Sue, and we're gonna rock away all our blues. Come on.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place is
I Like It Like That.
Come on.
The rockumentary revives more sounds of 61, beginning with Elvis Presley in a moment.
The history of rock and roll.
Anywhere, and Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a burning. I wished him luck, and then he said goodbye. He was gone, but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe? Yesterday, this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally, and Marie's a name.
The Shirelles entrenched themselves as the dominant female vocal group of the early 1960s and helped establish a record label at the same time. Florence Greenberg, president of Scepter Records, recalled the beginnings of the company for the history of rock and roll.
In the town where we lived, Passaic, there was only one school, and the five girls are all within the same school year age. So that they went through school from kindergarten all the way through graduating high school together and were good friends. The Shirelles were four classmates who sang together at class functions. And my daughter felt that somebody should be done, something should be done for them. That's how I'm in the record business.
This is dedicated to the one I
Del Shannon created an unusual sound in 61 with a piercingly sad song called Runaway. Documentary proceeds through 1961 with Bobby Blue Bland, whose first hit was featured in the second hour of our 12-hour rock chart sweep with Turn On Your Love Light.
Without a warning, you broke my heart. You took it dying and you tore it apart. You left me sitting in the dark crying. You said your love for me was dying. I'm begging you, baby, baby, please. I'm begging you, baby, baby, please. Turn on the light, let it shine on me. Turn on your love light, let it shine on me. Let it shine, 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 let it shine. Come on, baby, come on, please. I'm begging you, baby, I'm down on my knees. Turn on the light, let it shine on me. Turn on your love light, let it shine on me. I feel all right, I feel all right, I feel all right.
The history of rock and roll.
Your ma said you cried in your sleep last night. Your ma said you cried in your sleep last night. Should have seen the look in her eyes. I had a dozen of little white lies.
Mm-hmm.
was Kenny Dino and Your Ma Said You Cried in Your Sleep Last Night. The history of rock and roll reopens with a 61 Isley Brothers record, which contained an anthology of endings of other rock and R&B songs.
The history of rock and roll.
I feel like to me, you know you make me wanna
shout,
zip
woo,
my heels up and
shout,
zip my heels up and
shout,
kick my heels up and
shout,
come on now,
shout,
take it easy,
shout,
take it easy,
shout,
take it easy,
shout,
a little bit
louder
now,
shout,
a little bit louder now,
shout,
a little bit louder now,
shout,
a little bit louder now,
shout,
a little bit louder now,
shout,
a little bit louder now,
shout,
a little bit louder now,
shout,
Isley Brothers borrowed endings from songs such as Jackie Wilson's Lonely Teardrops to construct Shout, which sounded very much like a pure gospel service. Rick Nelson was merging another element into rock and roll in 1961, the ease of country music, another of the catalysts for the formation of this new music. Rick Nelson discussed his attempts to combine rock and country for our rockumentary microphones.
I don't really feel I have moved away from rock. What I'm trying to do now is to combine the two. Rock and country, and I don't think I did do a couple of country albums, and I enjoy doing strictly country music, but I would like to try and combine the two. Actually, have it sort of combine folk music and country, which there's really a very fine line in that, I think, because people like Hank Williams, as far as songwriting is concerned, a lot of people have sort of bridged the gap with his songs.
Gospel music came in several different kinds of rock and roll packages in 61. Contrasting with the roughness of the Isley Brothers' Shout was the polish of Benny King's Stand By Me, which producer Phil Spector recalls for rockumentary microphones.
This is from a Rimsky-Korsakov background. Dum, dum, da, da, dum, dum. That's from an opera, Rimsky-Korsakov opera, the string line. It's a Bayon beat, and that's an instrument that's always used all the time in the Spanish bands.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me.
Clark, whose voice resembled Clyde McFetter's, was paired with a 61 song whose imagery is worthy of the metaphysical poets at their most grotesque. I must have a cloud in my head, he sang. Rain keeps falling from my eyes.
Oh, raindrops, so many raindrops, it feels like rain.
falling from my eyes, falling from my eyes. Since my love has left me, I'm so all alone. I would bring her back to me, but I don't know where she's gone. I don't know where.
Roy Hamilton brought another taste of gospel music to 1961 with this dynamic interpretation of You Can Have Her.
Well, you can have her. I don't want her. She didn't love me anyway. She only wanted someone to play with. But all I wanted was love to stay. Well, get the wrong woman, there's only one thing that you can do. Just dig a hole and jump right in it and pull the ground right over you.
The history of rock and roll continues with a standard song redone in 61 in a manner bordering anarchy.
The history of rock and roll.
Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, ding, dong, ding, boom, boom.
Marcells mastered the babbling bass voice to put Blue Moon through rock and roll processing. Meanwhile, Maxine Brown brought an altogether different mood to 1961 with her performance of Funny. Ace Cannon's biggest record came in 1961.
Be days.
From Mama Said by the Shirelles, the rockumentary moves on through 1961 to Ernie K. Doe, a New Orleans singer. The piano and vocal treatment of Mother-in-Law could only come from Louisiana.
Mother-in-law.
Listening to the history of rock and roll, Chubby Checker dances the rock chart sweep back to 1961 in a moment.